Adoption is reacted to in different ways. Certainly the family doing the adopting and the child being adopted, they're overjoyed by all the love and the security of family. Yet there are those on the outside looking in who don't always go with that flow. Example, when that grown-up child mentions they were adopted, some respond by saying, "Boy, that must have been rough." Extra express sympathy over how that now adult never knew their real mother or father. These people are blind to the love that others are so easily capable of and are certainly willing to do everything they can to share it, much like what God does when he adopts you. As Paul writes in Romans chapter 8, verse 15, "For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father." We also learn in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 5, how your adoption, just a matter of time, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself according to the good pleasure of his will. Now, just like with any father who possesses riches, in this case spiritual riches, there's an inheritance as a part of your new destiny when you come to God. Jesus reveals this to us in John chapter 16, verse 15. "All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, I said that he will take of mine and declare it to you." But there's a big difference. With God, our inheritance begins as soon as we dedicate ourselves to him. This is the arrival of the Holy Spirit, who from that point on resides within us. This was the promise that Jesus made to his disciples in John chapter 14, verses 25 and 26. "These things I have spoken to you while being present with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring you the remembrance all things that I said to you." As they say in those infomercials, but wait, there's more. An eternal inheritance. We're told about that in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you." So how do you become adopted into the grace and love of God? Well, he's already taken care of the toughest part by having his son Jesus die for your sins. This invitation from Jesus in Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30, shows you the rest of the way. Jesus saying, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." And in case you were wondering, God will always hear your RSVP.